time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Kobe Prettyman. She is the lead foster adoptive consultant for the Utah Foster Care Foundation. May is National Foster Care Month, and we're going to talk about some of the ways that you can help out. They're always looking for families to take in foster kids because it's really important. There are more kids right now than we have families, and we've got to do something about it here in the area. Kobe, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
We've talked in the past about foster care and all these things. Let's let people know what the Utah Foster Care Foundation is all about.
So Utah Foster Care is a private nonprofit organization that was founded over 21 years ago when there was recognition that we needed to do something to recruit and support families that are caring for children that come into foster care. And so our primary responsibilities are to find families that are willing to take the children, to train them so they're prepared for what they're going to be doing and what to expect from the children, and then to support them on their journey throughout this. And we have various ways that we provide support. We have a great group of foster families in our area that they're able to talk to each other, and we actually, kind of a new thing we have is a mentoring program where we actually pair a current foster family up that's been doing it for a while with a new foster family when they get their first placement of a child, so that they can give them suggestions and help and things like that. And then we also have other kinds of supports as well for the families.
And it's so important that we have these. And you said here in the area, how many foster families do we have?
So we only have about 20 foster families that are able to take children in general. We have more foster families that are licensed kinship families that are caring for nieces, nephews, grandchildren, that sort of thing. But those families, although very valuable and needed, they're taking their relatives, and they're not going to take other children that are coming in that maybe don't have a relative that's able to take them.
And we also talked off the air about the fact that you guys don't necessarily deal with placement. That's up to DCFS, but you had said that the DCFS always wants to place it with families if they're eligible and they can do it. Is that what you're finding, and is that very helpful towards these kids to kind of keep them together and keep them with families?
Yeah, they always place with a relative or a family friend of the families first, because they want to have as much consistency and the least amount of trauma for the children as possible. So if there's a relative that they're familiar with that is able and willing to take them, then they place there first. And so we would all want that. You know, if one of our children had to live with someone else, you would want them to live with one of your family members rather than a stranger, right? And so that's always going to be their first option. But sometimes that's not possible. Either there's not family that can take them, or maybe some of their families have had similar struggles that they are facing, and so they're not able to take them for reasons like that. And so we're always needing families to provide care for kids, and really all ages in our area. We need families for teens, but we also need families for little ones, but we need families that are willing to take sibling groups, just kind of everything. And we always have families, too, that need what we call a respite, which is where if they have an emergency or going somewhere where they can't take the children, or sometimes they just need to get away, and so they would schedule a vacation, and maybe the kids need to go somewhere else. And so that would just be short-term kinds of things. And so if a family thinks, well, I don't know if I could commit to this long-term, but I maybe could take some kids on the weekends or something like that, we need families to do that as well.
Now, all month long on your Facebook and your website, you're going to have things going on. And tonight, you are going to have a live online Ask a Foster Parent, kind of a Zoom meeting, so to speak. It's very private. You can always, you can ask questions in a chat form if you would like to. But if people are interested in this, what kind of things do they learn from these foster parents in this situation?
So the Ask a Foster Parent event that's happening tonight will be a foster family talking about their experiences and answering questions. And those are always good for people to hear, because they get firsthand experience of what it's like to be a foster parent. What are some of the rewards? What are some of the challenges? And it's not like they feel like someone's just trying to sell them a car. You know, they're telling them what it's really like. if they want general information, I'm happy to always provide that. And our website is full of general information, like what are the qualifications? If they say, what do I need to have in my house to be a foster parent? Or what are the basic requirements? That information's on our website, but I'm always happy to answer questions with those kinds of questions as well.
So the Ask a Foster Parent Night is really more about experiences and what they get from it and what to kind of expect and those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. With that.
Yeah, and some of those general questions are asked too, but yeah, what would it be like to actually be a foster family? Yeah.
One of the questions that I have, and we had kind of touched on it a little, is you know, it seems like, and you and I talked about it too, it seems like there's a negative stigma with teens, and they're just, but it's just teens, and people, they're teenagers.
Right.
Do you find that? Is it hard to place a certain age demographic in our area?
Yeah, we always struggle with homes for teens. I think people are scared of teens in general. And then when teens have not maybe had the support they've needed in their life or have experienced trauma, then that does create some additional challenges for those teens. But we often find that with the structure, with getting involved in activities, with, you know, someone caring what time they're going to be home at night, that a lot of those teens can improve their behaviors greatly and, you know, address some of maybe their mental health issues and get the help that they need to be a much more functioning adult. And one thing with teens is that all the teens aging out or getting close to getting out of foster care are able to have financial help to go to college. We want them to better their lives, and there's grants and programs and things for them to do that. And so if we have families that can show them that that's a realistic thing that they could accomplish, then that, you know, can really help them, motivate them to do different things in their life than they might have would have done otherwise.
Okay. And once again, tonight it is the live online Ask a Foster Parent. Goes from 7 to 8 o'clock. Is the Zoom link on your Facebook page and your website?
Yeah. So they can go to Facebook, just search Utah Foster Care, and they can go to utahfostercare.org, and there's an event section on there, and they can link to them both through that.
Okay. Kobe, thank you for coming in. Now, all month long, we're going to have foster parents in, and we're going to be talking about their experiences and everything that they got from Utah Foster Care. If it's possible, if it's something that you're interested in, check out that Foster Parent Night tonight. Ask a Foster Parent and make a change. Make a difference in a child's life, because I'm sure you've got plenty of success stories in it for kids and things like that, that it does. It's like turning on a light bulb, really.
Right. And I just wanted to mention that if they can't make that event, they should be able to watch it on Facebook following the event. And we also have previous ones that are on our Facebook page that they could scroll through and watch prior ones we've had. And they're always welcome to call me. I'm happy to answer any questions that people have without feeling pressured that just because they call me, I'm going to sign them up for class the next week, you know. So they can call me and I can answer questions and just help them feel good about the information they're looking for.
Okay, so if you're interested in becoming a foster parent, you can call Kobe Prettyman. What's your phone number, Kobe?
636-0210.
And like I said, make a difference in a child's life. This is really important, and we need to help out as many of them as we can. Kobe, thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate it. Thank you so much for everything that you do.
Thanks for having me.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, CastleCountryRadio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.